duck. Connect the duck. Get up and dance while the music's playing. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. And if you're tuned in, this is a call-in radio show. So if you have something important to say, hey, you know, pick up the phone, call in 888-627-6008. But let me just get right into things here. You know, it's an important point in life to say only good things about people when there's an opportunity to. Yeah, and people love compliments. And so I'm going to try to focus on that at the beginning of this show here. And there's a lot of good things to say about a lot of good people. And I just want to call to everybody's attention that we all need a refresher course in America here in rock and roll history. And I've done my share in the matter by putting out there my most recent YouTube. It's called Subway Fantasy 4. You can probably Google it and it will come right up. Just from the Google bar, you won't even have to go to YouTube, but it's on YouTube. Subway Fantasy 4. Spell it P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. It's a rock and roll documentary about the first guy who really started rock and roll, Charlie Gracie out of Philadelphia. Most of you don't know about him because he was blackballed by the industry. And back in 1957, he had a $3 million single record, sold 3 million copies, and the crummy record company hadn't paid him a dime in over a year. I mean, talk about dishonest record companies, he got blackballed because he went and asked for some money. I mean, he was entitled to it by the contract he signed, you know, which would have amounted to a lot of money. Eventually, he had to take him to court. And as soon as he began to take him to court, they blackballed him, and he didn't get any airplay after 1957. That's why you probably don't know about him. But if you take 12 minutes of your time, I made it a short rock and roll documentary, and it starts with the first song hear it on it. It's called Rockin' and Rollin'. And this is back in 1951. Now, all of these other so-called people that have been put out there as the starters of rock and roll and the coining of the phrases, well, the phrase was already coined with this song, Rockin' and Rollin', back in 1951 by Charlie Gracie. The guy is just celebrated his 86th birthday, and he still goes out there and performs in local clubs in his hometown of Philadelphia. And he's still a great performer. And he's a great human being, too. You know, I've seen him perform many times in the small clubs and between sets. And yeah, he goes and performs a full 3 sets. The standard 40-minute set with 20 minutes off. And in between sets, he goes around and talks to all the people that came to see him. What a great human being. And, of course, he'll sign autographs anytime, any place, or anywhere. And in the video, rock and roll documentary video, you'll see pictures of him signing the autographs. You'll hear some of his great classic songs, and you'll see him interacting with the public. A great entertainer, a great human being. And the music contained in the documentary from his first recordings back in 1951 up to his last album back in 2011. That's a 60-year span right there. He's due for another album soon, but this documentary clearly shows all the awards he's received over the years. And this man needs to be actually inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because he had the first true rock and roll song out there back in 1951. And if you ever get to meet the guy and go watch him play in the small clubs in Philly, you'll understand what I'm talking about. The kind of guy who will give you the shirt off his back. And a perfect example of a great human being, you know, and knows how to go out there and be entertaining and has the talent, great guitar playing. He invented the guitar licks for rock and roll. And this 12-minute documentary proves it. All the guitar playing is Charlie Gracie. He invented, when you hear that song from 1951, Rockin' and Rollin', you'll understand that he was inventing the rock and roll guitar licks with that song. And all those other people that got all the fame and didn't get screwed by the record labels like Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry, so forth and so on, they weren't the originators of rock and roll. Everybody that you associate with being famous and associate with rock and roll, no, Charlie Gracie was out there before them. And, hey, take the time and watch the 12-minute YouTube I have out there. It's called Subway Fantasy 4. And a rock and roll documentary about Charlie Gracie. And you will be impressed. And like I heard someone say a long time ago, say only good things about people. Of course, when you can. There's plenty of people in our world we find it difficult to say good things about. And let me just change the tune here for a minute now. I have to talk about this because I think a lot of us watched it. You know, we were forced to watch it. All the networks on free TV were basically playing it. Our disgusting U.S. government. Yeah, the U.S. government is disgusting. I can't say anything nice about them, you know. They've turned out to be the most corrupt, one of the most corrupt governments on the face of the earth, just like all the rest. They're all corrupt right now. And what a phony January 6th presentation they presented. It was so biased. It was so manipulative of what they wanted you to see, but ignoring all the other information. And of course, like everything the government does, or everything that's allowed to be put on TV today, there are no counter viewpoints allowed. The person presenting who is part of the New World Order, otherwise they wouldn't get to be on mainstream media. They control the narrative and they can lie as much as they want and they can deceive as much as they want. And there's no one giving counterpoints to their fiasco. I mean, it was a sickening attempt of these losers in Congress. We're talking mainly about the Democrats. Of course, the Republicans are almost as bad right now. It switches back and forth by the decade. You know, it used to be a long time ago that the Republicans were the worst guys, but the Democrats have outshone them and proven that they are the worst political party that ever walked the face of the earth, pretty much. I mean, they've got bad political parties in other countries, but the Democrats have proved they are the worst backstabbers and New World Order puppets, you know, from head to toe. And here's what's interesting that, you know, I watch it. I love to see what the enemy doing, and U.S. government is my enemy, and it's the enemy of every person except for the elite in America. So they actually shot themselves in the foot by calling attention to, and we're talking about January 6th here, that where protesters were edged on to break into the Capitol and have a little free-for-all for the afternoon. And that's all it was. There was no intent to really kill anybody or anything like that. Though, of course, it was probably justification considering how bad these political people have. They've ruined our lives. And, here's what that was revealed that they weren't smart enough not to include. The fact that there was not enough security there. I mean, their whole intent is to try to blame, like, President Trump. You know, President Trump didn't go. You know, they've taken words he said out of context and try to make believe that he ordered the crowd to do what they did. You know, the crowd knows the people, protesters, and the people that came to Washington. They all know how to think for themselves. The only people that don't know how to think for themselves are the politicians. You know, and so here's what they were willing to admit with their biased propaganda January 6th presentation on TV, that panel of jerks. I have to call them jerks. Well, I'll call them what they really are. They're puppets. They're bribed puppets. And at the same time, they're traitors to the American people. They're saboteurs. And they're all conspirers to work this, you know, nonsense thing that Trump is to blame for everything. Actually, they're to blame for everything, and the Republicans too. They have their hands in the cookie jar too, and they're blamed for other things too. They're just as guilty as the Democrats, almost. So anyhow, what they showed was there was a lack of security. So if there wasn't a real investigation going on, the Congress should be, and their fake committee there, their biased committee, to try to blame it on Trump, they should be investigating who was in charge of security that day. And they even bothered to say that the FBI warned the people in charge of security that there might be an event happening. No, they totally ignored that, and they had probably less security than they normally have, even. You know? So the event was set up to happen, that, you know, the New World Order infiltrates every organization in the world. You know, the only way not to get infiltrated is to be an individual by yourself. They infiltrated got the message going to try to edge people on to do this event of breaking into the Capitol. And I rest assured they purposely had insufficient security there. Come on, we're talking about the capital of the greatest country in the world. Why, with protesters on the lawn there, you know, and Trump, you know, complaining about the election was stolen, which it was, and they try to use their false testimonies from liars and people who were deceived. I'll get to that in a minute. But they purposely didn't have enough people on hand to deal with a crowd that could get violent. Come on, greatest country in the world, and we don't have enough people to guard the Capitol. And they knew that the members of Congress were in there doing something, you know, playing marbles. Or whatever they do, they don't do anything meaningful, and that's the truth. People are, you know, they get paid for doing nothing. You know, the only time they do something is when the world controllers want something legislated in their favor, and then they get to work and put that into a bill. And in a clever way, they attach 1,000 other things to it, so it goes unnoticed. instead of just voting for one thing at a time, which would be the proper way to doing things. I mean, are they really that stupid they can't figure it out? You know, they're always complaining both sides, all everything attached to the bill, and that's why I'm not voting for it, because that's attached to it. Yeah, sure. That's the way to either push legislation through that nobody really wants, and a way to claim, well, it's the other side. It's a bag of crap. All you have to do, you're the legislators, you're the Congress, all you have to do is just make a law that you only can vote on one thing at a time. Now, that is so simple. And is everybody that brain dead in government? They couldn't figure that one out? Well, I'm telling you right here. You know, that is so simple of an issue to solve, but they don't want to solve it. They want the crap to go on like it's going on. And it will continue to go on as long as the people are sheeple and afraid to take command of their government. You have a right to. You remember back when Ross Perot ran for presidency? They eventually stopped him with the man in the dark sunglasses threatening members of his family because he was becoming too popular. But when he was running the campaign before he had to drop out because of threats of violence, from the dark side of government, he told the American people, you need to start acting like the bosses. You have the legal right to do that, and you're not using that legal right. You're allowing them to dictate to you what to do, and you're going along with it stupidly. You need to start acting. If you want the government to serve you, well, you have to start acting like their boss. And they never caught on back then, and they still haven't caught on. And that's why we're in the problem we're in now. Look at the hell that the government has put everyone in America, and all the other governments in the world did the same thing to their population through by allowing a fake pandemic to be perpetrated upon the innocent people. And it's already been proven how fake it was, that everything was a lie from the beginning, and they were all partners in crime. Government, yeah, they are as crooked as hell. And along with mainstream media, and of course, they're both owned by the New World Order. And of course, Big Pharma is one of the big players of the New World Order. And, you know, the triple whammy there, all partners in crime, and they got plenty of doctors and hospitals to jump on board because they were offering bribe money to do it. This has been all uncovered. So if there should be investigation, why isn't it being investigated? All the crimes that have been perpetrated against the American people, and they all should be charged with not only crimes against humanity, but murder. Look at all the thousands of people that have died because of this fake pandemic and pushing toxic products and coercing people to allow poisons to be injected into their system. And I'll debate it with any day, with anyone, anytime, any place. And no one will ever call into this show, I guarantee, and try to debate me on vaccines because I know too much about human health. And there is no logic to vaccines. This is a long put-together plot from over 100 years ago by the New World Order back then. The devious, greedy people looking for a scam to create a fake medical system. And they've succeeded in doing that, you know, and they've gotten away with it up until this point. There is no logic to vaccines. You know, some people were wise to that. I mentioned it last week. There's a cartoon, 100-year-old cartoon out there from about 100 years ago that showed the exact same fake pandemic being perpetrated upon the innocent people of the world. And they did it exactly, the cartoon shows exactly how they did it, you know, in the last 2 years to the T. And this was a cartoon from 100 years ago. Nobody was paying attention and taking it seriously. Of course, 100 years ago, people, you know, They didn't want to get involved in politics anyhow because, oh, come on, we knew from hundreds of years ago the politicians were all crooks. And people were having still too much fun to bother, you know? And that was the problem, I guess, in the last century. People were still having too much fun. We're only thinking about getting involved now because they've taken away all our fun. Yes. Who did that? Government. So anyhow, why isn't there an investigation into the purposely planned low security at the Capitol? Why? Huh? Every politician in America who's part of the U.S. federal government is guilty of this. Nobody's even brought up, not to mention they're guilty of all the other things, avoiding the chemtrail poisoning of America, allowing GMO foods to be slipped into the food source, allowing fake weather to be dumped on us by the secret military, creating of the wasting our taxpayers' money and stuff on these dumb bases, underground bases where child labor and drug trafficking, rather child trafficking, continue. And you know that some of those child trafficking sites have been uncovered. There's hundreds of underground cities they've created with your tax money. Why isn't the government investigating this? Who's behind this? Who approved this? They're all guilty. That's why they don't want to investigate it. And they're all guilty with going along with the fake pandemic. That's why they don't want to investigate it. And I guarantee most of them are all guilty with the, or certainly the Democrats are, who wanted to make President Trump look bad. They purposely saw to it with bribe money, obviously. And because they're controlled by the New World Order, the bankers, they have an unlimited supply of bribe money. And while we're blaming the Democrats, let's blame the Republicans, too. Both parties together agreed to get the U.S. off the gold standard, you know? Both parties agreed to have a Federal Reserve print our money, private banking organization that charges money to print our money. You know? And what happened when President Kennedy wanted to stop that? They assassinated him. All it took was bribe money. And, you know, and they had some giant false flag operation set up with Fall Guys picked in. And they're still into that. That's what the January 6th thing is. It's a false flag operation, you know, designed to blame President Trump. And they try to convince the public. Why even bother to convince the public? You guys in government do what you want to anyhow, you know? I guess there's a few judges they can't bribe to, or a few people in government they can't bribe to have Trump arrested or something like that. Yeah, I mean, President Trump does have a few friends in government. He has the general public behind him, more so than anybody has had since probably President Kennedy. Anyhow, that's the whole deal. It was a false flag operation. This is what should be investigated. Plus, we need to start other investigations. But the trouble is, they're in charge of investigations of the government. Are the crooked people in government going to really investigate themselves? Not really, you know. And now we come to the solution, okay? I just wanted to let you know how corrupt the U.S. government is. And it's not only the Democrats, it's the Republicans, too. You know, the Republicans might be considered our saviors now, but they take bribe money, too, and they've taken away your rights also. You know, and now that, you know, they keep drumming up this thing about take away the people's guns. What stupidity. The only thing saving the world now is the fact that the American public isn't willing to give away their guns. And because one brainwashed Manchurian candidate goes in and kills kids, because you don't have security at the schools, the Democrats want to take away every law-abiding person's guns. You know, They have, you know, and why they do that? Because they're getting paid money to do that. Because the New World Order wants to disarm the American public so they can come in with their military groups and just take over America without a fight. Yeah, that is their plan. I mean, they want the whole world. They don't want just a world without America. They want the whole world. And they aren't happy. You know, they just lost a big battle with the WHO, the WHO organization, World Health Organization. No, we're not talking about the rock group WHO. Yeah, they lost a big battle over there. They wanted to get all the countries of the world, a majority of them, to sign on that they had authority if there's another pandemic. And, of course, they're going to try to create another pandemic. And I'm going to talk a little more about that in a minute. But they failed. They didn't get a complete vote to set up their fake committee that's supposed to supersede all national sovereignties in case of a worldwide pandemic, of course, one that they would create and falsely advertise as such, whether it was or not. And when you got control of the world media, yeah, you can get out there and say, hey, the sky's falling, and get people to believe it, you know. And that's how bad it is. Now, with the let me go to the fake news first, okay? Mainstream media, you know. They are the enemy of the public. They've destroyed. There are no real journalists anymore. Anybody, any journalist who wants to be a real journalist, they'll knock you off without a batting an eye. They'll have you executed. And as far as the journalists that know how to avoid getting executed, avoid saying too much of the wrong thing, they are still ruled over by the editors of the people whom they work for. You know, you could uncrack the greatest story in the world if you're a journalist, but if the editor for the corporation that you work for decides they don't want to run your story, all that valuable information is never going to get out there. So the only way to combat this is to start up new broadcasting companies that are will not be allow themselves to be bought out by the New World Order or shut down by the New World Order. It's not that really difficult to do, and it's not as expensive as you might think. The problem why it hasn't happened, well, there's two reasons. One, nobody with money to set up a corporation in the formal way to get the broadcasting license and all that, to do it in the formal way. And in order to get approval, you're going to have to go through people that are owned by the New World Order. And if they even get a hint that you want to talk the real truth, they're not going to give you that broadcasting license. So, but there's other ways to set up a broadcasting company. And the people that had the money to do it legally, you know, a couple $1 billion, whatever, plenty of them billionaires around now, they don't want to do that, you know. They don't want to do justice for the common people, for the 99%+ of humanity. They don't want to do that. They want to keep their elite status, and they want to hoard their billions till they don't know what the hell to do with it. And that's one of the reasons we don't have an honest broadcasting company. The other reason is we, the people, who outnumber them 999 to 1, you know, or maybe 9,999 to 1, we outnumber the elite who are still in control of this world. We could set up broad companies with very little money, and we don't need their approval to do it either, really. And it's very easy to do, but nobody wants to get off their lazy ass. Nothing but a bunch of, you know, I have to be rude here to a point. There's just too many sheeple sitting on the couch, munching on GMO food and drinking poisonous soft drinks, And they have no spirituality left because the food and the soft drink destroyed it. They're out of shape because they sit on the couch all day. And they have no guts, you know? They have no incentive to go out there, and they don't understand. It's a bad situation that's, you know, plaguing the whole world now. It's not going to go away by itself. There needs to be, what's that word, when something revolves around in a circle? Revolution, revolver, you know, all those words are connected in a certain way. You know, a record player revolves. The Beatles made a song, Revolution. But at the same time, like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. But we're at the moment of truth here. Now is the time. You know, and here's in relation to what's going on in America here. You know, where the world's looking to us to solve the problem, and we can do it if we just get off our lazy ass and show some fortitude. You know, grow a backbone. I know if you've been sitting on the couch and you're all bent over, you know, and you destroyed your health by eating GMO food and poisonous soft drinks, and doing everything else stupid you can come by with, you know, catering to the crack that the government wants you to smoke. Yeah. There's not, you've got to be crack to smoke crack, believe me. it's the stupidest thing that's ever invented, but it would never have been invented if they had legalized marijuana when everybody, was pointing attention to how good it was back in the 60s. Crack would have never made it on the scene. People would have been happy. They wouldn't have been looking for anything heavier or looking for anything. And then, of course, they made it too difficult for pot to be sold on the street easily. They put the narcos out there arresting people trying to sell a good herb to make people happy. And that was replaced with crack. Yeah, who did that? Government did that. Government under the control of the New World Order. Yeah, New World Order, actually, you know, it's almost ironic. Like, who's playing this game of chess from behind the scenes? Well, actually, they're being from higher dimensions are playing the game, celestial chess or whatever you want to call it. The year 1776, yeah. While America was creating its Declaration of Independence, the Illuminati was forming themselves over in Europe. Same year. Is that coincidence or what? And if you know anything about truth, coincidences are created. They don't happen by chance. So it's like the beginning of a chess game there, in a way. And as over time went over along, the New World Order has gained control. If you pay attention and have some facts to correlate correctly, you'll understand that the New World Order had their eyes on America with the building of Washington, D.C. For you who don't know your American history, yeah, the Declaration of Independence was 1776, and the original government was in Philadelphia. But it was still, you know, we were a new country, and we had access to government. If government started acting too jerky, which they were doing in the beginning still, even back then, the people of Philadelphia rioted and threw the damn government, the newly formed federal government, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, they threw them out of Philadelphia. They had to escape or face physical harm. And that was an easy way to deal with things then. We can't do it like that anymore because the government has gotten too powerful, though a lot of us would like to do that. But so much for that. That was then and this is now. But anyhow, and as the story goes, they fled to Trenton and then Princeton and eventually ended up in New York. And New York City became the second seat for the government of the United States. In fact, George Washington was inaugurated right down on Wall Street. How about that? In whatever year it was, 1783, I don't know. He was inaugurated as the Google it, okay, as the first president of the United States in New York City. But we weren't allowed to get away with that and keep the government in New York, which would have been a better place than Washington, D.C. Somebody came up with this brainstorm. Yeah, we're going to make a whole city for the government. And at that point is when the Illuminati, the New World Order at the time, and all their friends, the Freemasons, who had already been incorporated into the Illuminati, the New World Order of that day, got together and were all behind pushing for this city called Washington, D.C. It was actually originally called Columbia, in case you didn't know. They don't teach you as shit in school, in American schools, really. And it was set up in a occult way. But nobody understood the occult back then. But if we look back, we can see that these people that delve into the occult, they were part of it, you know. The people who eventually became Skull and Bones at Yale, they were part of this too. And you know, the satanic groups, they all joined together to, you know, begin gaining control of America from within through the government. And so when the final, finally Washington, the streets were laid out in ways to represent the Masonic symbol and other things, the whole town was, the whole city was set up 45 on purpose, a square 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions. Now, I always talk about my book, Connected Dots Theory, and it only costs you like $5 to $7 to download a copy, an electronic copy. After what I'm explaining to you now, you really need to get yourself a copy and get the explanation of the marks of the dark side, marks of the false gods, because they're all there in Washington, D.C., and I correlate it and I make point of it. And one of the biggest markers of the false gods, the dark side, whatever you want to call them, doesn't matter, they're out there, the negative side, they're anti-God. And there is such a thing as the cardinal directions. And if you know, if you've investigated how the universe really works, yeah, the universe is set up in line with the cardinal directions. And the center point of the universe, the beginning of the universe, is from the single source of all that is God, the Heavenly Father. Not God Almighty. God Almighty is an authoritative position that was created by the Trinity later. You know, I've explained this, but you'll get a simple explanation of it in my book, too. All Connect the Dots Theory explains the importance of geometry and how it all started with the single source and it went into the Trinity. And from the Trinity, everything else was manifested. Of course, the single source, we can envision it as a sphere, the most perfect shape known to exist anywhere is a sphere, perfectly round, every point equidistant from the center on the edge of the sphere. And of course, by definition, God is perfect and the only perfect thing in the universe. So it wouldn't be incorrect to think of God as a sphere. Of course, it's a sphere of energy. God's just consciousness without physical form, though. Through the power of his self-sufficient, self-radiating love, he could create a physical form if he desired to. And eventually he created other forms that were given the authority to create physical forms. And it was those secondary creators that created the forms that went sour eventually because they weren't given certain direct connections to God like real human beings are given. you're a real human being out there. And we're not talking about you, Biden, because we know you're not real anymore. Yeah, you have a personal connection to God. Your personality was given by the Heavenly Father. That's the focal point of God. He made himself into a trinity to become the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. It's explained in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's explained in other books that are gathering dust in the libraries. But I do know how the universe works, and it's set on like a basis of the cardinal directions. So eventually, the secondary life creators who create with the power of God to co-create. Co-creation is the way of the universe. The only singular creation that ever existed was the first creation and the second creation, God manifesting himself into a trinity. Those were the only first, you know, singular creations. All other creations from that point became co-creations. So the lesser gods created the beings like we, like people and stuff like that, and other beings that had their free will, and they misused their free will because they decided that they want to disconnect from God. And everything in the universe is connected, so they couldn't totally disconnect, but because they knew the geometry and the cardinal directions, the best way to get away from God and claim your anti-God sovereignty was to set up things that are purposely set 45 degrees out of kilter with the godly directions, the cardinal directions. And Washington, D.C., the only place on this planet that was ever purposely set up at 45 degrees out of kilter, which gives it away as a mark of the false gods, because the false gods like to put their marker on things they create. And once you understand this, and that's why you should pick up a copy, download a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I'm somebody who explains things. I don't just talk. I can back up anything I say, and I explain it because I know what I'm talking about. It took a long number of years for me to get the knowledge to put that book together. But there's no bullshit in it. It's all truth. It's all, you know, correlation, democracy. The United States is not a democracy. You get it through your thick skull. America is a republic, and in the republic, the representatives have all the power and you have none. Get it? That's why you need to take back control of the government and make it into something that is not a republic. Because republics have proven themselves, and especially in America, we have a prime example here, that a representative government does not work. Because eventually everyone becomes wrongfully influenced, whether it's bribe money, blackmail, whatever. And the people that are supposed to represent you can't be trusted, man. All this shit. I don't have to be briefed if I was the president, but I have the authority in my mind. I know what it is to be a commander-in-chief. I know how to create the battle plans. I know how to create the agendas and all this stuff. And I know how to stand in front of a crowd of 535 people and give them their orders. This is what I want done. If you can't do a simple thing I'm asking you, resign and we'll find somebody else. That's what a real commander does, you know? And let me tell you, President Trump ain't a real commander. I mean, it might have been better than all the other trash that came before him, but no, he doesn't. He had the position and he blew it. You know, he should be supporting somebody like me. With his money, we'd have the broadcasting network out there. Why didn't he set up his own broadcasting network? Because he's not smart enough to, okay? And who, I remember he made a straight, oh, I hired the best people. Well, you didn't. You know, and if you really knew what you were doing, you wouldn't have to hire anybody. people like myself, we just have the gift of knowing this. We know what to do and how to do it and how to set it up and be prepared for the assault from the dark side. If you're not prepared for an assault from the dark side, man, and you're out there in the public game playing field, they're going to take you down one way or the other. Or they're going to make your life miserable hell, and you're not going to get nothing done, you know. Everybody in America should be supporting me, but I'm not going to hold my breath because I know there's an epidemic of unresponsiveness. But I'm spelling it all out for you here tonight. Get up off your ass and start participating. When we come in unity, these guys, these evil monsters won't be able to stop us. But, you know, and at least think about going for half the plan. You know, if that's too much to 535 honest people, well, then everybody should just vote Republican, and then we can have one government, and then it'll be easy, political party running the show, and it'll be a little easier, but it'll still be corrupt. Because politicians, by nature, are corrupt, and they'll be easily approached. I've just given you the battle plan, 535 new people that are not members of a political party, and they have to make the three key laws in the first 3 days before they can be approached and threatened and bribed or whatever. It's got to be done fast like that. It'll work. You know? And basically, I've spelled it out for you right there. Those of you who have listened, start talking to your neighbors tomorrow. Start talking to people that want real change. Come this November, we can do it. There's still enough time to do this. But it requires a lot of work behind the scenes. And as far as I was winning an election, you wouldn't be able to cheat me because I know the safeguards to put in. President Trump didn't have the safeguards put in, nor did the Republican Party. But I know what safeguards to put in. You won't be able to cheat me in an election. You know? You have to change the voting system. First of all electronic machines have to go. Anyhow, so much for that. Hey, tell your friends, tune in next week, you know, because all that is ever talked about on this show is truth. And we need to start talking about the truth of the predicament we're in because of evil government and the evil new world order. Well, all I got to say is, hey, I'm going to end the show like I always do. You're going to hear my lead guitar solo at the end of Party Time, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Both of them can be found out there on YouTube. You can find them also on CD Baby and whoever runs CD Baby now. You can buy the copies of the music on, I think, Amazon, along with iTunes. Go to CD Baby and find out how to get there. And, hey, support me a little here. You know, I did the trouble of making all the 35 original songs and putting them out there, you know. But I don't have a band. I'm not out there performing. I'm with no record label, really, because I'm an independent individual. It's a hard road to walk. But I'm doing it. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown. Take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. be somebody. Feel love, all unknown. I was here, took my stand without fear. Made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. Sleeping. I don't want a joy, join in my grief. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive or known. I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause